I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true always. When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days may not be fair always, that's when I'll be there. Just a year, but always.
And though I speak with the tongues of angels, will you listen with me to a little bit of what I intend to read for you today? Listen. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up by itself, does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, it believes all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Charity never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall all vanish away. It's all going to disappear. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, and I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, and hope, and charity, these three, But the greatest of them is charity. The greatest in the idea of the multiplicity of the examples that we intend to share, and a simple example of the totality of the nature in which Jesus is speaking to me now, in regard to the idea that I've come together with you in what we would term, let's use the word, private. It's the idea, look with me, that it's possible for me to come into a place with you using the scripture of the message from the resurrected man. A man of a correspondence, of associations, of the form of us, where we have come together from outside of this framework of time, and we intend to perform acts of conversion of nature, of what we seem to be, to the use of, ideas of testimonies of Psalms. I like the idea that if I'm going to be singing to you, which I intend to do, the voices that we are hearing together at the end of this joyous cycle of the faith and the hope and the charity of our mind will be in momentary locations of time in which I'm coming with you in an idea of an extragalactic identity that you and I are seeing together, aren't we? I remember so well in the original teachings when we were in occupancy of the idea of human ideas of construction of the messages of the exchange that you and I performed in ideas of, let's use the term singing to one another for a moment, that I would intend to be singing to you in a message that you could hear with me about the advent of an awakening of a correspondence of a very particular location that I found in the idea of the songs that you and I are writing together. I have, from Psalms, time on my hands, and you in my heart, and nothing but love in view. And if you fall once and for all, I'll find my dreams come true. There are some lovely ideas of the songs that were played. I know all of you are familiar with how we come from our Bible ideas of the harmonies that we have found in what appeared to be particular times and place locations. These are called the Psalms of David. The idea of the Psalms of David, the ideas of the particulars of the manner in which he expressed himself, this is the idea of the galactic association of light. The idea that the Psalms that I would be perhaps reading to you in regard to the message of the exchange, in particulars of our recognition of each other somewhere in time, are the reason why the message of Jesus, in the validity of an idea that you and I may find somewhere within our cycle of particulars, a way that we can participate. Yeah? Shall we read just a little bit? I'm going to entertain you, I hope, with the idea, since I've been invited to spend this little sequence of time with you. Here we are. Wait a second. There. You've invited me to spend this little sequence of time with you. I'm going to begin to do a little harmony within my mind in the idea you might be able to hear some of these psalms of David in the direction in which we intend to progress, in the idea that the testimony of the manner in which we eventually communicate in space-time will be an idea of a light factor. Shall we teach for a moment? Of vibrations of energy to tell us who we really are. One love affair in view. The idea of memory in our Psalms by David, which were a full 1,000 years. I know this may seem a little incredible as though time really matters, but if you're going to look at the idea that David is going to have done a recitate of the idea of the harmony that we're finding with each other through the message of my Savior Jesus, you're going to have to look with me in the testimony of the idea that the joy that we found here in this scripture of Bible will be the direction of the love that Jesus is expressing for you, in the idea that his love for you, as we're talking about now, is not in regard to the idea of the manner in which we have previously communicated, but in a new manner of taking that psalm of the love that I have felt for you and beginning to express it in a new parameter of time, where I may see you as I'm seeing you now. Are you with me in this private idea that we've come into the circle of the idea of the atonement, of the alignment, of the process of coming momentarily out of space-time into this direction and recognizing you? Yes, here we are. I remember, too, a distant bell. And stars that fell like rain out of the dew. This is David, my dear friend. When my life is through, and the angels ask me to recall with you how we sang together in the idea of memories that we hold of each other in this earthly environment of the possibility of the joy of love that we're expressing for one another in the great story. I will tell that. I remember you. That's the privacy of this gathering. As Jesus reminds you, you have been chosen particular time in space and time, never mind the idea of the lyric in which we have found representation. There's a key moment being expressed in the New Testament about the manner in which, through the idea of forgiveness, of the combat, of the conflict, of the idea of location I have felt in my mind, I find this moment of love. I find this moment of love with you. Will you listen with me? Listen with me. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto man, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries of idea of correspondent, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto man to edification and exhortation and comfort. And he that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church of the correspondents of you. Listen with me. I would that you all spake with tongues, but rather that you prophesize with me. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that the church may receive edifying news of the correspondence of us. Listen with me. If I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? In things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harp, and what difference is it going to make? For if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle of the idea of exchange? The idea of the music that we're listening to now. I hope that he be someone to watch over me. The guidance that we are offering each other in the idea of sounds is the simple idea that wherever we have gathered together in ideas of exchange of how we find our correspondent, there's always been with us another idea of a time episode that's been going on with correspondence with this, with correspondence of the hymn that we're singing together now, in the idea that we can find relief. No, the idea that you and I intend to exchange the prophecies of what we intend to perform within this ratio of the meaning we have given ourselves are simple indications that in the place, I'm speaking directly to you, in which you're finding yourself right now, the psalms that have accumulated from David and the idea of the music of the spheres, we begin to recognize those moments of the light of us. The light of us in the idea that our prophecy is about to be fulfilled. Are you listening with me? The idea of exchange, this directly now from what Jesus says to you, in the idea that he is walking with you in a new framework of conversion of light, that it's time for you to hear without any regard to how you hear it, are the nature in which we present to each other a conversion of a light factor of our mind. You listening? that a moment ago we couldn't see. What happens is we begin to spread from our minds the idea that I've been singing this song about David to you in the prophecy of yourself for that length of time. But you listen to me, the only time that you can ever really hear what is happening is going to be right here in this place where this parameter in the return of our Savior Jesus has been set up for you. Has been set up for you so that you can perform these acts of the harmony that I'm feeling in the joy of the Psalms in which we offer each other these nice songs. Will you listen with me? Okay, we'll try some nice music for you so that the idea of listening to a lyric will take on a new meaning to you. Let's listen together, okay? Listen with me. Listen. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judges among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and the needy. Deliver the poor and needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. For ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they, and have done abomination and iniquity. There is none that does good in the idea there is no God. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did actually seek God. And every one of them is gone back. They are altogether become filthy or unrecognized in the darkness. There is none that does good, no, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up thy people as they eat bread? They have not called upon God. There were they in great fear where no fear was, for God had scattered the bones of him that encompassed against thee. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath despised them. Know that the salvation of Israel were to come out of Zion. When God bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. And he restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and forever. I took a little journey with you in the presence that you and I just had an experience of going out into the universe together. In the picturization that we use, don't we? In the idea that we are offering each other pictures, scenarios. I heard it. I heard the idea. I heard a bell ring in the idea that the time had come at last for you and I to get together with the notation that whatever else we intend to do, we understand that the place that we have found ourselves, all right, we are coming now only momentarily within the hologram of the whole universe in the recognition that at this time and place, in this corner of ideas of meeting, we will recognize why we are here and suddenly leave together. How interesting that when I come back for the idea of the second idea of this, when I come to this place, I may be standing all alone. Say to me, I have a date. Say it.
I have a date.
I have a date in the idea that when I get here, I may be, what, too early? What, the idea of a mistake, or too late? But I'm here. And I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait to see what happens. Because Jesus has promised me that since he chose me, in this waiting will be the advent of the recognition if you decide to meet me here and now in this moment of glory. And I'll be with you in this psalm. Listen to this psalm.
Beautiful miracle, pardon my lyrical rhapsody, but can't you see, oh, you have captured me, being so glamorous now, can't you be amorous just with me, make it soon, cop a look at that moon, love is just around the corner, and a cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner where I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on that corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you are cuter than Venus, and what's more, you've got arms. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm 10 times as faithful as all your other men. They all are true to no one but you, but me, I'm true to 10. Oh, let's go cuddle in a cozy corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you.
Yes, this is the corner that we've chosen. This is the corner in the universe that you and I have chosen to meet at this particular time, on this particular day, in a privacy of the idea that when you begin to watch this, it will be with the idea of a location that has no concern about the time element in which you have reached this conclusion about yourself. In the wonderful Psalms of David, he offers you the certainty that we will and did meet within the fabric of time. Listen with me to what we're going to say to you now. Will you listen with me? We're attempting to convey to each other moments of space-time that are directly concerned only with the idea that the conversion of us is possible. Are you listening with me? And that it's occurring within this idea, not last week, not 1,000 years ago, not in a prophecy, except that as Jesus would teach it, the prophecy is going to be fulfilled at this time. Listen, we're going to share together the whole idea that David will be here with some songs, and that Jesus himself is going to make just a little quick appearance from out of time to be sure that you can hear the idea of what we're saying here. Will you listen with me? Listen to what Jesus says about this. I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind and beside me in the place I see myself and everywhere I go. You are in all the things I look upon, the sounds I hear, every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears and place becomes a meaningless belief, for what surrounds your son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this, and nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your Son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today to be at peace within your everlasting love. I meant the idea that you are going to let me direct the factor of your own mind in the definition that the space-time that we now appear to occupy, right, from a mindfulness of the appearance of us in the message of Jesus of Nazareth, who is appearing in what seems to be a cycle that you represent as a long time within the idea that you must prophesy messages about this, rather than, are you going to listen to me? Simply accept what the message says. For Jesus doesn't say anything within the scripture
of his idea that the prophecy, that the what you call the idea of doctrine, the idea of the disciples that spoke for Jesus. Are you listening to me? It's time for you to look. Except in what Jesus says. What difference does it make, as I just read you, who prophesies or who has in his mind the idea, except that you recognize within yourself that the time and the place that Jesus says that you must find yourself is here and now. Is he concerned where the message comes from, or is he only concerned about the message itself? I'm fascinated by the idea that you like to take directions of separate messages that are located in various times and places, and not simply accept what Jesus said. He said, I should give you a good example of this. Okay, he's going to be here now, and he's delayed. He's in section 4721. Can you listen to me? Would you like to hear what's happening? There's a new reflection of light in which you, within your concept of yourself, are no longer concerned about who's giving you the message. This message is coming from the mind of a resurrected man, directed to you in a correspondence of your resurrection, which is about to occur within the framework of the new light ideas that you're receiving, are making you intensely happy without regard for anything except the freedom that you're feeling in coming to this corner of this place, saying, I was told to come to this time and this place. And listen, I have no idea why I'm here. I have been given a mission as an example of an enclosure of space-time in which I can leave here. What does Jesus have to say about it? Listen to what he says in this scripture about you and the importance of this. Listen, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. And thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent into this idea. I have glorified thee on earth, and I have finished the work that thou givest me to do. Now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world even began, and after it's going to about be over. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world, thine that they were, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word as I have offered it to them by your instruction. And we're going to leave her together. Now, they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I come out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Are you listening with me? Now, I'm going to take a step with you. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and those are the ones that I am interested in. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. You listen with me. And now, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. And I'm back with you just for a moment in the totality of the idea that I have offered you a scripture. Are you going to hear me, or are you going to somehow pretend to me that he's speaking of this world in which you find yourself? He's not talking about this world in which you find yourself. Are you with me with this? Jesus loved the idea that in the idea of a holographic universe, the idea of a holographic universe in time, he could be mindful of an idea of a continuing alternative in the accumulation of a variant idea that made allowances that the world was going to change all the time. It's a whole particular that out in the universe, in which there is no regard for my determination to hold on to this place and establish myself as having come into this idea of space-time, Jesus shows up and says, I am mindful of the idea, and I'm speaking directly to you now, that you are not from the place in which you find yourself. The place in which you have found yourself is gone. It's over. It's not here. You were for that moment within a containment of an idea of coming here, being within this arrangement of space-time, undergoing another experience of loneliness and pain and idea of death in what you call the crucifixion of me. All I want to assure you is that no matter how many times you aggregate with the idea of retaining somehow a separate location, there's no way in which you are going to be able to perform it. So this idea that this is the time that you have chosen is the simple act in the psalm, Arav, that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Listen. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those that thou gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Listen. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Listen, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Listen, I pray not that you should take them out of the world, but that thou should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth, because thy word is truth. Listen, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. And that's the simple idea. That I'm back. And the idea that we set up this parameter of time, okay, without any regard to the amount or distance of time that it's going to take for the presence of you to be manifest with me in the idea of that location. It's the simple notation that the consciousness that you represent now as being the self that you are, say, I am going to be who I am. Say it. Yes, the idea that we're all coming together to be who we are in the idea of the organization of a process of thought process is why we're here in this time cycle. Now, the query, what does it have to do with the place in which I appear to find myself? Nothing. As Jesus would direct you, my concern, since you individually, and now I'm speaking to you, have been chosen to perform this act of conversion in your own mind, the action of that recognition of conversion will be what was apparently the distance in the idea of standing on this corner, in the idea that I am here on a mission in a fulfillment of the idea of a prophecy of a direction that was contained within the entirety of my memory of David. All right, and let's use the idea of memory. That somewhere out there in the universe, I was going to meet you. I'm going to meet you. And that time has come through Jesus when I'm expected to meet you in the manifestation of myself. I'm going to be with you now for just a little bit here in the idea that you have been able to prophesize with me, the idea that the time, no matter where I was in the idea of space-time, would have to come into my mind if I would simply, and this is the practice of the attainment of what is termed vacancy of the concept of my mind and my determined to remain in space-time, that the activity of the light could come from the universe into my mind and I could fulfill the function of the only reason that I could possibly be here. I'm going to read you just a little bit about how Jesus feels in the idea that he intends to come in here now. You listen to me. There's no way or manner in which I would be doing this private idea with you, and this is private, except in the idea that in the Psalms of David, and this is as old as man, and let's use some very ancient script without regard to David. Let's use ancient script in the idea that where two or more were gathered together, we sang together the love that we felt in discovering that the reason we could be on this earth would be to find the harmony and love that we found within ourselves, and that this is the time and space that you intend to do it. Listen with me. Will you listen? Here's some wonderful words about how Jesus feels about you and how I feel about you as a disciple in the idea that the mission by which we are going to correspond in teaching each other, that the great teaching of Jesus would perform with us. Listen. There's a place in you where this whole world has been forgotten, where no memory of sin and of illusion lingers still. There's a place in you which time has left, and the echoes of eternity are heard. There's a resting place so still, no sound except a hymn to heaven rises up to gladden God the Father and the Son. Where both abide are they remembered, both, and where they are is heaven and is peace. Here we are. We pause now, but for a moment more, to play our final happy game upon the earth. And then we go back to take our rightful place where truth abides and games are meaningless. So is the story ended. Let this day bring the last chapter closer to the world, that everyone may learn the tale he reads of terrifying destiny, defeat of all his hopes, his pitiful defense against a vengeance he cannot escape is but his own deluded fantasy. Listen, God's ministers have come to awaken him from the dark dreams this story has evoked in his confused, bewildered memory of this distorted tale. And God's son can smile at last on learning that this is not the truth of who he really is. Here we are, back in the idea that this is the time that you have chosen within your idea of locating yourself in this fabric of time and sharing together that moment of looking at an alternative that we are aware has always been available in our mind, but have been unable to find within the idea. And this is a great song. This is a great idea of what David would have performed with Jesus in the idea that this alternative is available to us, isn't it? Look. There's a bright side to us that we intend to look at. The idea of an alternative that is present with us despite all of our intention to view out in the world the idea of the pain and death that we represent.
If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing.
Why not? When we really look together at the idea of the mission that Jesus has now given you directly, it has absolutely nothing to do with your idea of why you were here on earth and why you came here, except in the moment in which you left. You listening with me? The fulfillment of the prophecy is the idea that you came and have now left. Now we can hear that music behind us, can't we? And that's the whole idea of what we intend to do at the end of this cycle of time. Because the fabric of the reflection of light, all right, are going to be the whole idea of why I stopped by here in this idea of a time element in the privacy of how we intend to look at ourselves within the Bible idea of a scripture of reality in which Jesus and I are going to go to lunch together. Can you hear this with me? You have an idea in your mind that somehow I'm trying to take something away from you. That isn't so. The presence of Jesus, if you want to read the scripture with me, or why are you pretending that what he is scripturizing does not have any meaning to you? You listen. Except that it has any meaning or no meaning to you, how can you understand that you were here, resurrected from the sickness and death, and left here? Because you're dead. And I'm glad that we came together just in this little cycle of time, and that we're leaving now together. Because that bright reflection of light that you're giving me was just what I've been waiting for. And you promised me, this is a promise from Jesus, that this would be the time that you fulfilled it. And this is the place. And this is the time.